The FT.
The founder of France's far-right National Front Party, Jean-Marie Le Pen, has given in to demands from his daughter and party leader, Marine Le Pen, to step aside, announcing he will not stand in regional elections this year. She'd urged him to bow out of politics after he publicly repeated his view that he considered the Nazi gas chambers a mere detail of history. I'm Fiona Simon, and on the line with me is Anne-Sylvaine Chassagny, our Paris bureau chief. Anne-Sylvaine, this has been a very public falling out, hasn't it? Could you give us a flavour of some of the things that Marine and Jean-Marie have been saying about each other in the media?
Yes, it's been a very acrimonious and very dramatic fallout. Marine Le Pen has described his father's repeated provocations in the press as tantamount to scorched earth tactic and political suicide. She said the party would consider sanctions. He, in turn, seemed unwilling to give up the fight. He said that Mrs. Le Pen, quote, was attempting to kill him politically, but that she would not receive any help from him. So the interesting thing is that it's not the first time that he made the comments about the gas chambers. The first time was in 1996, and he was convicted for it, both in France and in Germany. And these controversial and clearly anti-Semitic comments had become a problem for Marine Le Pen, who has sought to sanitize the party to widen its electoral base.
How far do her political views differ from those of her father? And do their differences reflect similar divisions within the party itself?
I would say that Marine Le Pen's views differ on two levels. First, unlike her father, she is determined to reach power. She believes in her chances to become president, possibly as soon as in 2017 when the next presidential elections take place. And to do so, she needs to make her party more respectable. She needs to appeal to a larger number of voters who think now that the FN is just disreputable. So therefore, she has distanced herself from her father in the past on some of his comments. So in a way, this confrontation has been brewing. Secondly, I would say that while her father is more a right-wing libertarian, she has shifted the party line towards the left, especially on the economic front. She has embraced state intervention. She's advocating rises in the minimum wages. She wants, you know, rises in civil servants' pensions. She says she wants to recreate national champions and whole industries, that sort of thing. She has sought to build a coherent economic program around the exit of the Eurozone when her father mostly stuck to an anti-immigrant platform. And this strategy has paid off, and the National Front has posted strong electoral gains in the past, especially in the past year. For example, it came first in European elections last year. It won a dozen municipalities in municipal elections. And last month, it attracted about a quarter of votes in local elections. So she probably feels her position is strong enough now to clearly turn the page of her father's era. And after all, you know, polls have shown last week that two-thirds of National Front sympathizers want Jean-Marie Le Pen to retire.
So is this the end of his political career, or is there a rump of followers within the party who could make trouble for Marine?
Well, I think it's still a bit too soon to know whether that's the end of Mr. Le Pen's political career. He's 86, but in his statement released today when he announces he'll pull out from the regional elections, he does not admit any misconduct, and he actually says that he would keep his place, quote, at his military post until he dies. So I think it's still going to be around, and it's going to remain a problem. The problem for Marine Le Pen, you know, down the line, I think, is that she's running the risk of diluting the Front National brand by going mainstream. And in a way, is that a bad thing if Monsieur Le Pen sticks around? She has appealed to a greater number of disillusioned voters, mainly because the National Front is not part of the system.
Is the party basically Marine Le Pen, or are there other rivals for the leadership of the party? Or is it a family affair, strictly?
It is a family affair, and Marine Le Pen has strengthened her position, especially over the last year, with a number of electoral gains. So I think the fallout today and the fact that she's clearly chosen to break up with her father shows that she now feels she's strong enough to do it. So we'll see whether there are other contenders, but I don't think there are. Maybe her niece down the road, she's only 25, and Marion Maréchal Le Pen is seen as a bit closer to her grandfather's line but she's very young and still very inexperienced, and it's probably too early to say whether she's going to be a serious contender to Marine Le Pen.
How do you assess the party's chances of actually having a role in government in France?
Some polls have predicted that Marine Le Pen could beat François Hollande in the second round of the presidential elections in 2017, but ultimately her inexperience and the lack of credible economic program, as well as her inability to form alliances on the right, will remain huge obstacles to actually win the presidency. So, you know, I don't think she's a credible contender for the presidency.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.